Hi, I'm Jill, and with me is Carlos. Welcome to this module in our Learning to Learn course, Module 4.
So in this module, we're going to talk about some general tips to enhance our learning effectiveness and also explore some ways to improve our study habits. Is that correct, Jill?
Yes, it is. Let's get started. Depending on how recently you completed your education, the ease of returning to a formal learning process will vary. The following tips will help you learn better. Some of the suggestions focus on learning in a self-paced format. However, most apply to any form of learning. Carlos, why don't you begin?
Okay. The first tip is to get organized. Use the self-assessment tools and your learning plan to organize your learning activities and record progress in achieving your goals.
Get input from former students about courses you may be interested in. Find out where the easy spots and the hard spots are. Ask previous learners where they thought, "If only I had known that." Discussion forums, email, and texting are excellent ways to get in touch with other health professionals. Find out about their experiences with particular courses or learning activities.
Familiarize yourself with the course design. Spend time looking at the course outline and description before you register. Decide if you can be a successful self-directed learner with this particular study content.
Oh yeah, and be realistic. If there is insufficient time in your personal schedule to do the work of the course, you're going to be frustrated. You may not have to attend a class, but you will have to do regular academic work.
Set a study schedule. Remember, you should be spending at least 2 study hours each week for every credit you're taking. Identify study times when you are fresh and attentive, and stick to those times every week.
Stay in touch with your instructor or tutor. Visit, email, or call your assigned instructor regularly. Sometimes you may think you're not even sure about how to ask a question about your work, so that's when the instructor can help most.
Evaluate your progress regularly. Reread the course objectives and standards often to see how you're progressing with them.
Keep aware of your materials. Distance learning courses have many different materials. Remember, you're not just watching or listening. You're learning from those various materials, so take notes. Imagine questions that might be on a test from your study guide, from your textbook, and so on.
And time your tests wisely. Be sure you've mastered the material that will be the basis for a particular test before you take it. Don't be in too much of a rush. That can lead to sloppy and ineffective test taking.
Set deadlines for yourself and stick to them. Keep a calendar showing the number of weeks in the session. Mark it with the amount of work you need to do each week. Write in the days when you expect to take tests, submit projects, or contact the instructor.
And find some study buddies. If you need the companionship of other learners for academic success, ask your instructor for help in identifying other students who may want to work with you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, with today's technologies, you can have study buddies without having to get together physically.
Discuss your progress. Ask your instructor at various points in the course how your progress is going. Point out areas that you think are difficult or unclear, and ask for help. You are in charge here. The instructor is your coach, but you have to execute the plays.
Find your most effective motivators. What makes you persevere at a task? Do you get excited when you master a skill? Do you need a reward? I know I do. Will promising yourself a pleasant diversion increase your concentration? Remember the importance of sticking to a schedule. Pretend you're really in class when you're scheduled to do your coursework.
Use support resources. Have a designated workspace that's free from distraction and interruption. Get your family members on board. Commit time to them after you have met a goal. Follow through and enjoy your time together. Arrange work commitments to facilitate your success. Taking a vacation day at set intervals to allow for a concentrated period of study and preparing for exams is a really useful strategy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and use professional resources. Contact your professional nursing college or association to get some help and assistance as you need it.
Yeah, and finally, as you achieve your goals, reward yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate your accomplishments and achievements in becoming a better and more competent nurse. In the second part of this module, we're going to examine ways to improve our study habits. So let's start with preferred learning styles. Although there is general agreement these days that most people can learn using different approaches, most of us still have a preferred style of learning. Some people are mostly visual learners, others are audio learners, and still others are kinesthetic or hands-on learners.
Use the link to take the Preferred Learning Style self-administered test on the Learning Nurse website to find out what type of learner you are. And once you know your preferred learning style, click on the appropriate image for the most effective and successful learning strategies to use with your learning style.
When you're done with this slide, click Next to continue with the presentation. You know, keeping a to-do list is very helpful when studying, but large, vague goals are demotivating and almost impossible to meet. When goal setting, avoid big goals such as research and write the assignment paper, or read the entire textbook.
Yeah. Instead, choose smaller, specific tasks for your to-do list. For example, create the outline for my paper, or read chapter 2 in the textbook. Those are better options.
Sure, sure. Being able to check off many smaller tasks from the to-do list is much more satisfying since each tick is a micro reward. These help you to stay motivated to keep on studying. Repetition is the best way to learn and memorize new information. But cramming or repeating the same information over and over again within a short period of time is going to be less stressful.
Going through a topic several times on several days will lead to the knowledge being retained as a stronger and longer-lasting memory.
When you can regurgitate all the required information correctly without consulting your notes, go through the topic at least one more time. This is called overlearning and leads to the best results in memory formation and retention.
Jill, when I was taking my nursing program, I often heard from other students that you could be overprepared for a test. Now, is there any truth to that notion?
No, unfortunately. The idea that you can be overprepared for a test is not supported at all by the research studies. So, overlearning is a good thing.
Okay.
Another good habit to acquire for studying is the Pomodoro method. Now, this study method involves patterns of 25 minutes of concentrated, timed work, followed by a short break of a few minutes. You repeat the process with a longer break after 4 Pomodoro cycles.
There are numerous free apps that can track this for you. A timer on your phone will also work. Use the break to get up and stretch, get a cup of tea, or go to the bathroom. Eat lunch or a snack during the longer break.
Yeah, we have a video on the Pomodoro method. This was a new one for me, too. Mm-hmm. Click on the link to watch the video. And when you're done, click Next to continue with our presentation. Another useful study habit to get into is to start every study session with a recap sequence. Reread the notes you made from the last lecture or from the previous topic. Then put it down and move on to the next topic.
Use different methods to learn the same information. Studying the same information in different ways and numerous times is the best way to create a strong memory that will last for years.
Try some or all of these techniques: flashcards, post-it notes, mind maps, study partner, practice quizzes, teach the content to someone else, color code your notes, highlight important sections and keywords, keyword association, create a mnemonic, record a lecture and listen to it, and record your notes and listen to them. Rewrite your notes immediately after a lecture, in the next day or so, to help cement the information, and to clarify and expand upon quickly taken notes. Make sure your notes are readable. You'll appreciate it when you're reviewing them for an exam several months later. That's a good one for me to remember.
Yeah. And if you want to type up your notes, Times New Roman is the easiest and fastest font to read.
I agree.
Comic Sans is the best font for anyone with dyslexia. I didn't know that. However, rewriting your notes by hand is a memory exercise in itself. Studies show that the student's recall is better after taking notes by hand rather than by using a laptop computer.
Oh, that's good to know.
Now, learning is not just about storing information in your memory. It's also about the ability to retrieve the appropriate information when needed.
Yeah, putting away your existing notes and testing yourself is the best way to discover what you really remember. By retrieving the information and forming new connections between the different snippets that you know, you make the information easier to recall.
Get a list of sample questions or old test papers and put yourself in a test scenario. Answer the question without notes and then compare it to your existing notes. See what you got wrong and what you forgot to identify your weaknesses.
Oh, and another good way to do self-testing is to set a timer and write down everything you know about a specific topic as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, studies suggest that learning in silence is ultimately the best. Unfortunately, it can often be difficult to find a completely silent environment to work in.
If you do like to study with music in the background, try and avoid music with lyrics, as these can be distracting. Also, if you're listening to music, put on an album or playlist, not individual songs. If you choose each and every song individually, then you're constantly being distracted and wasting time.
Yeah, and if music is not your thing, and you can't find quiet enough workspace, then try an ambient noise machine or an app. YouTube and the web offer many different ambient noises and sounds.
The internet provides a wealth of useful information and tools, but it also features many distractions that can hinder the most determined student's writing or studying attempts. What's a person to do?
You need to block the web distractions such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and so on. There are numerous free web browser plugins that can temporarily block distracting websites. They can do that for you. Install one and use it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that one, Jill.
Unlike computer chips, the human brain has not yet evolved to the point where it's capable of effective multitasking. Being able to multitask is one of the biggest myths around, especially with the younger generations. Studies have repeatedly shown that no one is really good at multitasking. In fact, the people who claim that they are good at multitasking perform the worst in studies measuring that capability.
When a person regularly switches focus between two or more activities, it takes longer overall to complete the combined tasks as compared to doing one after another. This lost time and productivity simply cannot be reclaimed. Studies also suggest that work done whilst multitasking is generally to a lower standard and is more likely to contain errors.
Yeah, so the message is clear. Focus your attention and energy on one task at a time.
Jill, I had student friends pull all-nighters before important exams. Was that a good idea?
The short answer is no. Sleep deprivation makes it much harder to focus your attention on the topic at hand, making effective learning or revision nearly impossible. Your body and brain need sleep to function at full capacity. New memories are also cemented into long-term memory while we sleep in a process called consolidation. So, no matter how hard you work, your brain does a lot more work whilst you sleep.
Oh, and Jill, these same students used to eat a lot of junk food and drank high-energy drinks to stay awake.
That's another bad idea. Poor food choices, especially snacks high in simple sugars, lead to sugar highs and crashes, neither of which are good for studying effectively. And while we're on this topic, remember when studying to stay hydrated. The brain needs water to function well. Dehydration can cause brain fog, focus problems, fatigue, and headaches. Studies show that only 1% dehydration will likely cause a 5% decrease in cognitive function.
Wow. Well, therefore, in conclusion, in order to study effectively and efficiently, be sure to get adequate sleep, eat healthy, non-sugary food, and drink lots of water.
Yeah, because this is a really important point. If your mind and body are in poor shape, all of the other study habits we've mentioned before become irrelevant. And our last study habit recommendation is, sometimes it's best to stop preparing and just start studying. There are so many different ways to get ready to study that it's very easy to spend several hours trying to create the perfect study environment. These hours can probably be better spent actually opening a book, taking some notes, writing an essay, or creating a mind map.
That's a great point, Jill. Just do it.
Well, that brings us to the end of this Module 4 on learning strategies. Would you please summarize what we covered?
Sure thing. This module has two parts. In the first part, we provided 16 different tips on how to improve your learning. These included such things as getting organized, being realistic, using a schedule, being aware of materials, getting support, rewarding yourself, and several more tips. In the second part, our focus was more on improving your personal study habits. Some of the suggestions we made included knowing and using your preferred learning styles, spaced repetition, varied learning methods, self-testing, managing distractions, multitasking, personal wellness, and several others. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you covered the main points, Carlos. Goodbye, and we'll see you in the next module.
Goodbye.